The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget, in just about 20 minutes, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, will join the show. Looking forward to talking to him. And Dave Richard at 8 o'clock. He'll give you all that fantasy advice that you know that you need. But right now, we're going to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes. Big game this weekend, obviously, against the Browns.
Yes.
First time in a while where you feel like the Commanders are legitimately favored. And
yes,
like the
correct.
First time I can remember watching him going, yeah, I mean, we should really win this game.
3-point favorite at home, should be a packed house. I would guess overwhelmingly Commanders fans.
Let's hope.
Like if it's, I think it's going to be, this is me throwing a dart, 85%. Commanders fans.
I would think even more than that, although Fanta came on the show yesterday, John Fanta, who's a Browns guy, and said the Browns fans travel.
Well, we'll find out. I guess Nick Chubb, one of the lead stories over the last 24 hours, is he had a cryptic post on his Instagram. Was that the Batman post that he said? Something to that effect of...
He said, how much
harder... seven-word post.
How much harder do I got to go, is what he said.
Right. He started practicing yesterday.
Right.
And it's just a picture of him sitting in a chair looking down at the floor with his arms crossed and just like, I guess he's trying to intimate he's ready to go. He's bored. He's ready to go. Doesn't want to
be held out. Is that your interpretation?
My interpretation is they told him he's not going.
Yeah, that's kind of my interpretation too, that he wants to play on Sunday.
Right.
But they're limiting him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did have a massive, gruesome knee injury. Where he shredded, I believe, two ligaments.
But he clearly thinks he's ready to go. I mean, he knows his body.
He may think that because he's the athlete, and those guys always want to get back when they feel like they're ready. But if the medical staff is like, dude, you're not ready. You just started practicing on Wednesday. You're not ready for game contact on Sunday.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But that's what I am taking from it.
Sure. He thinks he's ready.
He's not going 100% right now in practice, and they're going to hold him out.
Right.
I guess it's Andrew Siciliano. Who's he working for? Whose post I see where it
not
says
sure.
Batman is on the mend. Because he's
not NFL Network anymore?
I think they let him go, didn't they?
Maybe.
I think he was one of their cuts.
Might be right.
But injuries are an issue. Now, on the positive side for the Commanders, Austin Eckler made a limited return to practice yesterday, Cakes.
That's
so that
good news.
Seems to be, I think Dan Quinn even said that things are pointing upwards. So there were some other guys that didn't practice. Nick Allegretti, who I guess banged up his ankle against the Cardinals. He didn't practice. I don't know what that means. Zach Ertz, they just gave him a veteran rest day. And then Cleveland Farrell didn't practice, so he may still be out. Not sure. Brian Robinson rested his knee.
Nice.
He's got something that's going on there.
I'll tell you what, FanDuel thinks that Eckler's going to go because they got him in the touchdown props.
Oh, they do? Yeah. Okay.
And even money to score.
Nice. To give you an answer on Siciliano, he was with Red Zone, but he's now actually the play-by-play for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's right. I did see that a few months ago.
And
that's
he
right.
does Big Ten football on NBC.
Okay.
I didn't realize that. All right, so Valdez has some audio of Jaden. Then I want to get into a fan poll that I saw, which is kind of funny. But Jaden has asked a few questions here when he talks to the media. The first one we have is how defenses are reacting to him now a month in.
I don't know. I mean, I just react of what the defense does. I mean, I can't really explain what do I see from defenses. You know, some teams might have spies out there. That's what I see, but other than that, you're just reacting and adjusting to what they're doing, too.
Very nice. Did you see the stat on Jaden from the 33rd team on Twitter that came out yesterday?
Which one? EPA?
At the 33rd team FB, passer ratings on throws of 10-plus yards this season. Numero uno, Jaden Daniels at 122.6.
The highest passer rating in the NFL.
On throws of 10-plus yards.
For the entire year?
Yeah.
Through four games?
Yeah.
Guessing you might be highest rated on passes under 10 yards, too.
Number two is Brock Purdy. Josh Allen, Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson rounds out your top five.
Yeah. Mm. Well, didn't we say he was any like third overall in, was it QBR? One of those.
Okay.
One of those ratings, he was third overall. But yeah, so I don't know. I guess I like Jaden's answer there. He's just reacting.
He's fourth overall in QBR. He's just behind Sam Darnold, like 0.2 of a point.
Right, like 95.5 to 95.3.
In QBR, it's 73.5.
Speaking of Sam Darnold, EB, you're going to be excited. You can wake up at, I believe, 9:30 a.m. on Sunday and watch the Vikings take on the Jets. From London.
Oh, they're playing in London this week?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Put that
already
on the radar. Put a reminder in your phone.
No. I'll be flying back from Boston.
You're right.
So I'll be midair. And no, I'm not paying for the friggin' terrible inflation.
Not going to do that.
You're right. Jets, Vikings, 9:30.
Of course I'm right.
Can't believe they're starting already over there.
Yes, starting the international. It's week five. We're in week five already. Bye weeks are here.
We still have one more clip of Jaden, and here he's asked on what he thinks his next step, his next growth is.
Keep improving, finding little ways to keep growing. I wouldn't say it's a finished product, but, you know, it's just a start. And, I mean, I don't really look at everything that people talk about. I mean, I see it, but other than that, man, none of that matters. That was last week's stuff. You're only as good as the last game you played, and everybody's going to look at what can you do the week prior, and the weeks after that.
Good job, Jaden. Forward facing. Don't worry about what's happened before.
Don't get caught
up. Just look forward to the Browns.
And by the way, clearly,
I mean, they could be 4-1.
They could.
Yeah. Clearly, through
so wrong about
the first quarter of the season, the Commanders are really one of the top teams everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, on CNN, on their website, I think it was on their main part, not even in their sports section. The question is, are the Commanders Super Bowl contenders with their star rookie quarterback? You're making national waves, Case.
There's the buzz is building. It's growing.
I think it's crazy to go there, especially with our defense. And we know that Jaden's going to struggle at times. You know, we'll see. They've been remarkably healthy so far.
He will face some adversity. He's going to have a game, I would think, where he's probably throws multiple picks or throws a pick and fumbles a ball.
Yeah, I mean, this could happen if Myles Garrett is in his kitchen, Cakes.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Also, the Giants game was razor thin.
Yeah.
They could easily be 2-2 right now, and the perception would be different.
For sure.
We watched that game. The Giants, you could make an argument, outplayed them. They just had their kicker unavailable, couldn't get extra points in the game.
Well, again, that's the Giants' stupid fault. They didn't have a contingency plan because they knew their kicker was injured.
Is that the one where
the
our guy made 7, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we scored like
Seibert went 7 for 7.
Yeah.
Austin Seibert put some respect on his name.
Okay.
Do you think the zeal would be this high if they lost that game in 2-2?
Well, that's what JP was saying. Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Probably not.
Although if the last two wins, if you're 2-2, I think people will be just as excited.
Right? Back-to-back road wins, that should excite the fan base. Well,
and just how explosive those two wins were.
Right.
Yeah.
If they were 2-2 and they have those explosive wins, I think people would just forget about the Giants game.
Right.
But the lack of punts does excite people. I know CK put this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Breaking T has another T-shirt out, and it's simple. It's a no punts. You can get it at 1067thefanshop.com.
Very good.
All right, there you go.
Go get your tees.
And, you know, we talked about it yesterday. Cakes and I were at the MGM. Thanks again, Cakes, for having me.
Of course. Not a problem.
The Commanders were kind of the talk of the poker tables that I was sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people excited and saying that they're watching again. It's interesting.
Did you see jerseys or T-shirts or anything?
No, people were just hats? Bringing it up. It was just,
I am seeing more of them. The hats.
Yeah. I was actually at TJ Maxx last week, and they had some ugly Commanders hats.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. They were so ugly. They're one of those, you know, they're really busy. With like,
yeah, there's too much going on.
Like almost like four quarters, like different stuff.
Ugh. I don't need that. I need simple.
Yeah, I like simple.
Simple works. Simple's good.
But Fox 5 has a story, and I don't know who did this. I guess Flash Picks. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
According to a new study by Flash Picks, the Washington Commanders fans are among the top five most foul-mouthed in the NFL.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just by like scouring Twitter and other social media.
Okay. The Commanders fans posted 214 curse words online.
Not surprised.
The Lions were the most foul-mouthed, cursing 288 times online. The site did a full review of each NFL team's official subreddit page. Should I be on that, Cake?
I don't know.
I'm
not a big Reddit guy. Am I missing a lot?
That's a drab. That's a drabby thing.
Buddies, am I missing a lot by not being on Reddit? Mike Marr, you can chime in. I don't think I'm missing a lot.
I'm not a Reddit guy.
Yeah, I'm not a Reddit guy either.
It's one of my favorite apps of all time.
Oh, it is.
I mean, I've really gotten into it the last like 2 years. It's incredible. You can just spend hours on there, like just diving in wormholes and stuff.
I don't think I need.
Do you seek things out, or are you just like seeing what the trending topics are?
So you join communities and subreddits, and like you know, a couple of them I'm on, like the Nova one, UFC one, and then there's one like TIFU, and it's Today I F'd Up, and it's just people telling stories about just like crazy things that they encounter throughout the day.
I'm out on Reddit.
I don't care about random people.
I'm already
people
out on Reddit.
Stuff. It's funny stuff.
I'm now further out on Reddit than I already was. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you, Mar, for you confirming my priors.
Mar, touch grass, as the kids say.
Guys on TikTok for grass, hours.
Sir. I know.
Reddit for hours.
So
the guy's a slave to his phone.
So they did the review of each team's subreddit page,
okay,
which I guess accounts for like over 8.6 million fans. Then they calculated the number of swear words posted, and I guess they did like an average or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Do you care to guess what the Commanders fans' favorite curse word was?
Ooh, this is a good one. Favorite curse word.
They have their favorite curse word. This one was used 53 times.
I've got a guess. Mother effer.
You're half right.
Okay.
The F word.
Okay, yeah. Well, that goes on the Mount Swearmore.
The second most popular Commander's curse word.
Biatch.
Yeah.
No, S head.
The S word.
S head. Oh, just the S word?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. So yesterday I'm driving carpool, and this is a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they'll request songs, and sometimes bad words come up in the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're you got to tell them.
Yeah.
You got to tell them you can't say that.
Yeah.
But they said, to them, they use the D word. Is the D word a curse word? Damn it.
No.
I didn't think so. I told them you can say darn.
That's an adjective. Like, that's an emphasis word.
I don't see that as a curse word.
Yeah, it's very mild. It's a PG-13.
But believe me, they know all the words already.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Shocker. Yeah.
And by the way, you should have the calm when it comes to music in the car. You shouldn't let 7 and 8-year-olds dictate what's being listened to.
Yeah. I don't.
You should listen to what you want to listen to.
Yeah, but you got little kids
to entertain them.
You want them to shut up.
Okay, but I'd rather listen to what I want to listen to.
Darn it.
Darn it. That just doesn't hit the same. Doesn't hit the same, does it? This is a banger.
The second most foul-mouthed team. So the Lions were the biggest cursers.
Okay. Well, they live in Detroit. Yeah. I can understand their angst.
The second Cakes. Vegas Raiders.
Oh, really?
Second most foul-mouthed fan base in the NFL.
Of course. They're so pissed at the dealers in blackjack. They're always telling them F you.
Sure.
The F word was used 63 times, most alongside Ravens fans.
Very good.
Ravens fans also big fans of the F word.
Who isn't?
Who isn't?
Who doesn't love that word?
I'm with you.
All right, when we come back, we'll continue to talk NFL. We'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, and Dave Richard breaks down Week 5.
I got questions.
In fantasy football coming up at 8, right here on The Fan. Coming up in just about 40 minutes, Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. He will join us. He'll help you get all those Week 5 fantasy lineup conundrums that you're currently in. He'll help give you some clarity. You need to make a few lineup decisions tonight before Bucks-Falcons. So he will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. We're trying to track him down as we speak. Talk Commanders with him. Talk more NFL as we head into Week 5.
By the way, just as a little side note, I don't know if you saw the story that, you know, since Caitlin Clark has been eliminated, that the ratings on the other games are going in the toilet.
Plummeting.
Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, is that,
she was getting like
surprise?
2.5 million, you know, viewers for her games. They're now, I think one game was like at 900,000. Another one was like 600,000.
Right.
You know. It's a shame. I like to see them, you know, stay up there in popularity. I will say this. What was it? Was it the Monday night game?
It doesn't
game?
Help that some of their games are on Sundays.
That doesn't help.
I talked about that two or 3 weeks ago.
I think it was
that's
the Ravens
idiotic.
Game where the her rival from
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese was at,
yeah,
right?
She's from Baltimore.
Yeah, and they were highlighting her, like, being on the sideline, you know, like friggin' like Ray Lewis was there or something. Like, wow. Angel Reese getting like
she's getting
the
glow up.
She getting the Ray Lewis treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From B-more.
Right.
But I'm not surprised.
Her brother's still at Maryland.
Her brother is. He's coming back, right?
He's back. He back.
Yeah.
He on the squad.
I wonder how much he's getting.
Not as much as she's getting. or was getting at LSU.
Right.
I would guess.
It's crazy the amount of money these kids are getting. Absolutely
yes,
insane.
Yes, it is.
It's an absurd amount of cash.
So and I think Maryland, they deserve it. They had a bunch of 4-stars, right, that committed. Did you see that? 4-star hoop guys, and then
the hoops have been off my radar.
You've been locked in on football?
Yeah. One sport at a time.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Baldy's not answering, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. We'll track him down at some point.
That Christine Brennan, they're trying to ban her.
Yes.
It's a very contentious thing that's going on right now because a week or two ago, she went up to Carrington, one of Clark's rivals, and asked her about the poke in the eye.
Okay.
And right. they didn't like her line of questioning.
I thought it was a legitimate question.
Of course it's a legitimate question.
I thought so too, but she kind of pushed back when she said she didn't do it on purpose. Mm-hmm. And
Clark backed her up too.
And the Players Association has gone after Brennan and wants her banned from the arena.
It's so crazy.
And she's writing a book on Caitlin Clark.
Right.
I mean, it's so crazy. She's allowed to ask questions. You may not like it. Who cares? It's crazy.
The WNBA should be happy that people actually care enough to come ask the questions.
Right.
Like, what are they so worried about?
I guess they didn't like her angle.
Too bad.
Yeah.
She's a journalist. She's allowed to ask questions.
This is what the Players Association said. And Christine, I mean, her work speaks for itself over decades. To the unprofessional members of the media like Christine Brennan, you are not fooling anyone. That so-called interview in the name of journalism was a blatant attempt to bait a professional athlete into participating into a narrative that is a false and designed to fuel racist, homophobic, and misogynistic vitriol on social media.
A lot of big words.
Listen, I think anybody that saw those clips, I mean, she may be denying it, and Clark's taken the high road on this all season long. She was clearly targeted throughout the season.
Yes.
Now, Carrington may say that in that instance, you know, she didn't even realize she did it and it wasn't on purpose. Okay, maybe. Looked pretty on purpose to me. And it kind of follows a pattern. And I think that's what Brennan's getting at.
She said, the best thing I can do as a journalist is try to give the athlete an opportunity, which I've done tens of thousands of times, to answer the question and tell us what she believes happened.
Right.
That was literally it. Yeah, I had no problem with that question.
Here's what they should be doing. They should get a big blow-up poster board, like the size of a city block, of the ratings decline when Caitlin Clark isn't on the broadcast. And they should put that in every WNBA locker room and say, you're trying to kill the goose that's laying all the golden eggs. Stop it already.
Yeah, but
it's a bunch of...
But that's also drumming up interest.
That was going to... Yeah.
What the her getting poked in the eye and
Them being bullies and
yeah, but that's
right. I don't
but
advocate
that's not,
for it.
Maybe
but
that's
it is drumming up.
Point.
It is drumming up.
But that's
some
not
interest.
That's not fair because she obviously asked her that question and she says, yeah, I didn't do it on purpose, but no one believes her.
Right.
So it's hard for me to.
I don't believe her.
It's hard for me to believe it. It's been a pattern of behavior all season long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in that case, I could believe her. She's swiping for the ball. Caitlin Clark herself thought. Yeah. It was just an accidental
Caitlin
poke.
Caitlin Clark has taken the high road on every one of those instances.
Well, usually she doesn't say anything. She didn't have to say it was accidental.
You're acting like it's the Three Stooges where they put the thing up between their eyes and they go like
that's
that.
That's a great move to defend the eye poke. You know that, Valdez, from way back
People get
day.
Poked in the eye in basketball all the time.
Happens,
now,
yeah.
What I would say is, and I might be wrong on the numbers, she faced 5 or 6 flagrant fouls during the season. and the entire league, right, looking at all the rest of the players, the total was like 10.
Yeah.
So
she was targeted.
She was definitely targeted. Majority of the flagrant fouls were against her.
There's no question.
The question is it going to continue into next year, or is it going to die down?
I think it's already been dying down. I think that a lot of it has died down.
Yeah.
She was all WNBA first team. She was a unanimous rookie of the year.
Was any of that player voting? Like, do they have any awards that the players voted for? I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Where she would stack up.
I'm guessing the rookie of the year was media, but.
Yeah.
There might be.
By the way, you mentioned the weather. We had 11 straight rain days.
Yep, that's correct.
I mean, it seemed like it was never going to stop raining. I think today is the first.
It was just a little drizzle out in Loudoun County.
When I was coming in, there was a little drizzle this morning.
But that's going to go
a little bit nervous.
That's going to go away. And then today it'll be partly cloudy, fine. And then no rain, I don't believe. Nothing significant for the next 10 days.
And, you know, so.
My grass is like this high.
Yeah, I know. It's so high. Well, apparently the rough all over. So watch out today.
I know. It's going to be
coming. Short stuff. It's going to be a nightmare.
Yep. Easier said than done.
Did you see that John Daly's home, one of his homes in Florida, completely wiped out?
Oh.
And he has, I guess he had 3 or 4 family members, their homes also wiped out from the hurricane. And there's an overhead shot. Now, it's interesting because it's like a beautiful house and a beautiful neighborhood, but Daly hadn't lived there in like 2 years. He had had it remodeled, and he was, you know, it was a Tampa home that he had, but completely crushed. These homes look like they're just disintegrating.
I know. Well, you saw what happened in Boone, North Carolina, and Asheville.
Terrifying footage.
I mean, there's still hundreds of people missing.
Yeah, what is going on with that? Where like people like where Musk was trying to give them Starlink and stuff? Why? Because they have no internet, no nothing.
There's
like,
nothing.
No cell phone service.
Everything's out. It's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a bomb hit the town.
How can they even like use Starlink if he sets it up if they got no power?
I don't know. But
what is Starlink? I've heard of his internet.
That's his internet from his satellites or whatever.
But I mean, there were so many roads washed out and people were just stuck in their homes and they couldn't get anywhere. I mean, they couldn't walk anywhere. I mean, they're miles up and there's just nowhere to go. And the cops are looking for them, but there's hundreds of people missing. It's already 200 dead, hundreds missing.
That's
incredible. There's one town it's just a little bit east of Asheville. I can't remember the name of it. It starts with a B. Got 32 inches of rain, basically in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Well, is Asheville anywhere close to where you were looking to move?
No, that's Asheville's west. Asheville is western North Carolina.
Yeah, look at it. Near, it's kind of in the center and west,
like the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, it's closer to Tennessee.
You saw overhead drone footage of Augusta National, right? Magnolia Lane.
I saw all the trees.
A bunch of trees wiped out. They probably had it fixed the next day.
Probably.
Oh, that's the greatest music ever.
I know you do love it.
Play it at my funeral. You promise me?
Sure.
Yeah.
I want it at my wake. I'm handling your funeral.
Well, I just say, just make sure people, I want it at my wake and at my funeral.
You should let your lawyer know that. Have it put down on paper.
You should get buried in a green jacket.
That's a great bit.
I didn't earn it.
Death
though.
Bit.
What?
My jacket should be like purple or something. Like, you know.
No, but you should honor the masters, green jacket.
Yeah.
Have pimento cheeses. Is that you?
Pimento cheese sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the Chick-fil-A with the new sandwich, the new chicken sandwich with the pimento, I'm out.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. I'm just not a pimento cheese guy.
I'm not a pimento cheese guy either. No. I see it.
There's no way that would be good.
It actually freaks me out just looking at it on TV.
Yeah.
I definitely had a guy.
Don't like it. Don't like the visual representation.
I definitely had a guy come up to me yesterday and he showed me a picture of chicken from Raising Cane's, and it was their chicken sandwich. Drabby, they do have a chicken sandwich, even though they have a very, very limited menu.
Valdez pointed this out. He thinks it's chicken fingers masquerading as a chicken sandwich.
I think Mar said that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Raising Cane's.
Right, I need to look at their menu.
It's possible that it was, but it looked like a regular old like breast or thigh or something.
The sandwich combo. Here, I'm looking at a picture of it. Three chicken fingers.
Don't like that.
That's with some lettuce and sauce on
chicken
it.
Chicken fingers are strictly an appetizer or a meal
for
kids.
They're big, chunky.
You don't slap them on a bun and call it a chicken sandwich.
They're big and
chunky. It's offensive.
Mm. Yeah.
getting back in the Raising Cane's Chick-fil-A debate.
I'm just saying, I didn't even know they had a chicken sandwich, to be honest with you. I didn't even know. The guy showed me the picture, and he did agree.
There was a lot of debate. It looks like Chick-fil-A won all the polls. Yeah. But a lot of people brought up Bojangles.
Oh.
And a lot of people brought up, I forget the name of it. Is it called Slim?
I don't know.
And I had never heard of the place. I can go online and see. Or I wasn't familiar with
Carolinas,
it.
Down in Georgia.
I haven't had Bojangles in a long time. When I hear that name, I just feel like it's going to be spicy. Like the chicken's going to be super spicy.
Right.
Because it's Southern. They're gonna jack it up with the spices, which I kind of like.
You want elite chicken?
All right.
Elite. Okay, yes.
I might be a hillbilly
okay.
because I enjoy it so much, mm-hmm. but if you go to Texas Roadhouse and you get the chicken critters,
okay,
they're probably the best tenders ever.
What are chicken
ever.
Critters?
It's like a tender, like chicken nuggets. Tenders. Yeah, they're like tendies.
They call them critters?
Yeah, chicken critters.
Where's the Texas Roadhouse close to here? Like I
there's one in Poughkeepsie.
There's one in Ashburn.
Well, that's not close to here.
Yeah, there's one in like the Sterling area. Okay. There's one in Pasadena, shocker.
Is it always packed?
I'll tell you what. Texas Roadhouse, always packed.
Always packed.
Don't they,
there's a billion donks
don't
in Texas
so many
Roadhouse.
People like
well, on
they,
a Friday?
They love the rolls. Is there like a cinnamon butter?
Yes. Cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like I need to go now.
All right. The place that people have talked about is Slim Chickens.
Okay.
They say it's in St. Mary's.
St.
And
Mary's.
Then a lot of people have brought up Zaxby's chicken.
I need an airplane know, people, to get to St. Mary's.
Yes.
I mean, it's so far away.
My daughter had a game at St. Mary's Riken. I go to all my kids' games.
Yeah.
I drive to New York every weekend. Yeah. I skipped the St. Mary's Riken game.
You said Southern Maryland? That's a bridge way too far.
It's too much. Yeah. They drive over there for a high school
but
game.
But there were a lot of people jocking that. Slim Chicken.
My wife and I and some friends went to Texas Roadhouse a couple months ago on a Friday. It was unbelievable how packed it was.
How long did you wait for a
45
table?
45 minutes. That's this is Texas Roadhouse.
Untenable. That's too long.
I know,
to wait.
But we just sat at the bar and had some
all right,
cocktails.
That's okay.
There's always a billion people at Texas Roadhouse. And you get to feel fancy sometimes, too. You get to pick your steak out.
Very nice.
Yeah, I had chicken salad.
What's their go-to? Like, what are they most famous for?
I mean, maybe those,
probably a ribeye.
Maybe those
steaks.
Maybe those steaks or maybe those critters.
It's not barbecue.
No,
not
no,
particularly
no, no.
barbecue.
No, no, it's yeah. not
chicken
like brisket.
Steak.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to it, but I've actually ordered salmon. I'm probably like the only idiot there.
He ordered salmon
fish.
Last night at Voltaggio. Yeah. Yeah. Loves him some salmon.
I do. I like it.
Big salmon guy.
They got iguana eggs. It's basically jalapeno poppers.
Okay.
I know the entire menu.
You do. It sounds like you're very familiar with it.
I'm a big.
Which one do
guy.
You go to?
I've been to the one in Sterling, and then oh, I grew up with a Roadhouse by the one or. By us in Pasadena.
Oh,
we used to go there all the time. My dad took me out of school, me and my brother out of school to be the first one the first ones there.
Usually like you hear about dads taking kids out of school. Hey, let's go to an O's game. Like that makes sense. But to be the first guy to have the rolls of cinnamon butter at Texas Roadhouse.
We weren't the first ones. We were in line. We're the fourth ones.
Okay.
But he took me and my brother out of school
Was
to go.
Was there a bit where like the first 100 people in line get like food for a year? Or
no, no. You just wanted to be the first one.
Okay. All right.
By the way, my brother Matt says there's a Slim Chickens in Crofton now.
There you go.
So
don't
maybe
know,
they're blowing
first,
up too.
First time hearing about
I've never heard of it.
Don't know anything about it.
But people are raving about it. They're saying it's better than Chick-fil-A, better than all the others. It's their favorite.
There were hundreds of comments, and I just saw that Slim Chicken kept coming up. Right. Zaxby's as well. I'm not familiar with them. People like to change the conversation. It was, what do you like better?
I know. They always have to one-up you with some obscure
Chick-fil-A.
Slim Chickens.
Or Raising Cane's, and then they're bringing up all these other things. Bojangles? I don't think I've been to any of these spots. Where are Bojangles? Are there any
mostly
in Montgomery County?
Mostly down south.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a bunch of Bojangles like in Montgomery County.
There was one in Lanham right by the old radio station.
Okay. Is it Bojangles or like a borderline like racist term?
I think it might have been like a long time ago.
You know what
ago.
I mean?
I think it definitely had some sort of connotations.
It had some sort of
like
racial
that.
Connotations to it,
I
right?
I think. I'm not that well versed on it. I can't speak very
well.
Very
we're not well versed on anything.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so are we going to try
What's
to get Baldy?
Baldy?
Are we going to try to get him or he's just not answering?
Well, when I hear from him, I'll let you guys know. Yeah, he's right. ducking us.
All right. So I guess we got Dave Richard for all your fantasy questions at 8. But are we going to come back and do big deal, little deal?
I think we are.
That's JP's bit?
Yep.
All right, I'm sized for it.
We'll do big deal or little deal next and get your fantasy questions for Dave Richard. He'll join us coming up in just over 20 minutes. It's coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home. Because it's where you live, you're welcome to call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. So we're going to do big deal or little deal here before Dave Richard joins us at 8 o'clock to break down week 5 of your fantasy football leagues. Big deal or little deal, Americans are hoarding toilet paper again, and apparently for no good reason. Americans apparently are panic buying toilet paper because of the port strike.
Well, that's a reason.
Yeah.
But it's a little deal. They say that there's no shortage and that wouldn't be a problem.
Experts say there's no reason to, like JP touched on. Over 90% of our toilet paper comes from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So it's not brought in via the ports.
I got to be honest with you. I haven't followed this at all. I just know that that one guy looks like he's in the mafia. You know, he's the head of the union there or whatever.
Head of, like, the longshoremen.
He's, like, threatening to, like, ruin the United States or something. Right. Like, he's taking a hardcore stance.
Yeah. They don't want automation, EB, in the ports.
I saw that. And so I get that. I'd rather have... I'm pro-human. I'm out.
They offered him 50% pay raise.
And he's like, no.
I think they want 100%.
So...
And they get paid a lot.
I don't know what they get paid.
So what are we, so what's the current standing on that? The ports are basically at a standstill, other than like military. I saw that like military aid or whatever maybe could come through. And are we? I mean, what's it, if it's not going to affect toilet paper? What's it going to affect?
It affects seafood.
Seafood,
big time seafood.
Well, Valdez now you got Valdez's attention. If it's affecting seafood.
Well, it can't be affecting the crabs here on the. In the bay,
I wouldn't think,
right?
They're homegrown,
yeah.
Oh, but if you want Venezuelan crab meat,
they can only stay frozen for a very good so point. Long.
So, is this like these guys are hunkering down for the long haul? And this guy, like, he was like, we're really gonna, he can't wait to stick it to us.
I guess it's kind of his thing,
all right.
Major retail,
my wife actually did go out and buy some. I think she did buy an extra, the case of toilet paper.
Oh, she did.
I think she was one of those people that did.
I think they're bitter at the companies. Like, the companies are
that are going automated or whatever?
No, they're finding these loopholes to go around the workers so that they don't have to use them.
And so, okay.
So, they're not mad, at the National Labor Director or whoever. They're mad at the companies.
The top tier hourly wage of longshoremen right now is $39 per hour, which equals about $81,000. But they say in a report in 2020, about one third of local longshoremen made $200,000 or more a year.
Nice. I always hear the term longshoreman. Never knew what it meant.
They're port workers.
Yeah, dock worker.
They unload freight off boats.
All right.
There you have it. Into the sports world, big deal or little deal, Carl Anthony Towns shipped him. They shipped him
to
New York.
Is he at the Knicks now? Yeah.
Gone from Minnesota.
For who? Randall?
Goes to the New York Knicks. Became official yesterday.
Big deal. I think it's a big deal. Look, the Minnesota Timberwolves were on the cusp of making it to the NBA Finals. They were eliminated by the Dallas Mavericks. They're shaking it up. They had that big lineup with Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, and Reed. Now they lose one of their big three guys, and they're going to shake it up with Randall. And on the Knicks side, the Knicks are one of those contenders in the East. There's a lot of good teams in the East.
Yeah, so Randall and DiVincenzo moved to Minnesota in the deal.
So they lost one of the Nova guys.
It was a three-way deal, right? Because weren't there Hornets involved?
It was a three-way deal.
Yeah. Because the Hornets got a bunch of draft picks.
There's
I think that's a big
reloading.
Deal. I mean, like you said, I mean, those are big names.
Is Carl Anthony Towns still kind of at the peak of his powers? He's still kind of...
Yeah, but he was a little bit of disappointment in the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Can be very inconsistent. He shoots a lot of threes. So he can get hot, he can get cold.
Right.
All right, so the date is October 3rd. And that team
is an Anthony Edwards team now. It used to be a Carl Anthony Towns team. It's Anthony Edwards.
Right.
EB, big deal or little deal? Mm-hmm. Check your calendar. Look at the date. It's October 3rd. Spooky season is upon us.
So what does that mean?
Big deal or little deal?
It's not a big deal for me. Does that mean you go to all those like farms and?
Oh yeah,
is that what that means?
We are in prime.
Well, everyone's like, got their decorations up. They got their pumpkins and their skeletons.
You know, like we said, the haunted forest.
You go,
and all
that. All of that. You go to the local farm. You go. Hop on the back of a tractor. You go
hay rides.
Pumpkin patch. Hay rides. Oh, we're
haunted houses.
I did that when my kids were little.
Spooky season, silly. Hey, have you seen? You remember like the super huge skeleton? It was like the popular Home Depot item that people were getting and putting in their yard. Have you seen the new one?
I've not seen the new whatever the hot fire is for spooky season, but
the new one,
tell me,
the new decoration is this witch that is on like some sort of catapult thing.
Okay.
And so like it just stands there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just shoots out at you.
It's like motion activated.
Yeah.
Like you get close enough to it.
And it's like it's to scare the kids.
Yes, it's to scare the kids.
We have a spider that does that.
Okay, very good.
This thing is,
I've been told that I'm supposed to bring everything down on Sunday.
Ah, okay.
So we're a little late. Usually,
you better do it Sunday.
A little
early.
One is upset.
You better do it Sunday.
She
like
wanted me to take it down yesterday, but apparently Sunday I need to take down all of the Halloween stuff. Now, I don't position it. I don't do any of it.
You just
I don't think we do much. I think we just put a few pumpkins out by the front door.
That's fine.
Until they rot.
Or the squirrels eat them.
They stay there forever.
Although, not last year, but 2 years ago, I had... We have, what do you call it? We have, I think it's called a princess balcony. We have a princess balcony.
I have no idea.
It's when you walk in, you have kind of the portico, you know, that term, the portico,
and then above it,
there's like a little,
I have no idea,
there's a little balcony, and I had to put a skeleton up there.
What are you, a contractor?
So you get up on a ladder. You don't know what a princess balcony is?
No, nobody knows
that.
You're
just talking about like when you walk in your house, I see you have that balcony upstairs.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is it just a
smaller? No, but it's outside.
Is it just a smaller balcony? Can you actually sit out there?
No.
Okay. I think it's like a...
I have a balcony. I think
so it's a smaller one.
Little portico
it's like a little
thing.
Ledge. A bump out underneath like a window.
Yeah. Because the prince balcony, you could sit out. The princess,
Prince,
you can't.
I mean, Prince back in the day could sit on it because he was so tiny.
I swear there was a house in our neighborhood that had their decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably September 10th.
Yeah.
They get September. That size for Halloween.
Oh, I mean, there's a
hey,
million.
Valdez, have you been to Costco of late? Yo, I'm a Costco guy.
Boom!
I was at Costco like 2 weeks ago. They have like an animatronic, I think it's like almost 7 foot tall, werewolf. Okay, that's like jacked. It looks like you going in your Fitbit class.
It's been up there for a couple months. It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Kids are terrified. I don't understand.
It's wearing like a vest and it's got like an 8-pack and you walk by it and it just roars at you. It costs like $250.
It's a sexy werewolf?
It's a hot, shredded werewolf.
Oh, wait, dog. Maybe you call this something. This is what the princess balcony is.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's outside.
Yeah, but nobody knows what that is.
Yeah,
I
got that. I didn't call that a princess balcony.
Well, if you Google the term princess balcony, nothing comes up.
Princess balcony.
I don't know what term he's using, but...
I mean, it's just like a fake balcony on top of your door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Just but we should just call it the fake balcony.
It's not really a balcony.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to climb out the window to get onto
it. But EB, the days are peeling off in October. You're getting behind on your scary movie watching.
Yeah.
You've only got like, what, 28 days till Halloween?
Yeah, you didn't watch Hellraiser yesterday?
You know me, I'm not a scary movie guy.
I know that you're not a scary
movie
guy.
Have you been to the Spirit Halloween Store yet?
I have not.
I believe Saturday Night Live did a skit on Spirit Halloween stores.
Where is the local Spirit Halloween store near
There's
you?
There's one at Rio. They take over dead
chains. Sure.
So they specialize in like dead Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, any store that has floundered and then it has like a for lease sign on it, that's where
is
the Spirit
Halloween
goes.
Is Halloween on a weekend night?
It's a Thursday. Oof. Thursday night.
Kind of hoping it was a Friday.
Nope. Next year, it'll be on a Friday.
Next year, right. I'm looking forward to it next year. This year,
October 2025.
I was at Party City yesterday with the two girls that I drive from carpool, my daughter and her friend. And they had the animatronics out.
Sure.
All the outfits.
Well, Party City, they probably make 80% of their profits during Halloween. Right? I mean, they just sell a boatload of like masks and costumes.
I think they're still
decorations.
Right on Connecticut Avenue, the Halloween store. I think that's all it is.
Hold on, the costume rental place that's still around. Costume rentals right near the Mr. Wash.
Yeah,
that can't still be around.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
You might be right because it's a ramshackle old
White House.
I know exactly.
I think
what
that
you're
thing is
about.
Still there.
Do we know what the hot Halloween costume is this year?
I don't.
For
Diddy.
That's a butt funny.
Just have a bunch of
baby oil.
Gonna piss people off.
We'll have white. We're all white.
Yeah,
with sunglasses. Yeah, baby oil.
I mean, it's a pretty good
costume. Genius. You're a genius.
I'm hip with the latest trends, Valdez. You can dress up as a Costco guys.
Looks like jeans.
That's
costume.
A great one.
That's a great one. I'm just.
It's closed.
Hip to the current trends.
Oh,
Valdez.
It is closed. You sure?
That's what it says online.
All right. That's how much I pay attention. I'm on the road every day.
Was probably around for 70 years.
That thing was there forever.
It's temporarily closed.
Oh, temporarily.
Last story on Big Deal or Little Deal. You may not be able to buy prosciutto soon, and here's why.
Oh, that's a big deal. I love prosciutto.
One of Giovanni Iaroli's sows tested positive for African swine fever in late August. Mm. I didn't know that was a thing. Within a week, all 6,200 sows, piglets, and fattening pigs on his farm were slaughtered under strict protocols to halt the disease threatening Italy's 20 billion euro prosciutto cured sausage and pork industry.
Big deal.
So that's a big deal. I like me some prosciutto.
I haven't had it in a while, but
it's so good.
Did I ever make you guys my famous asparagus?
It's famous. Famous where?
I made
in his house.
my asparagus wrapped in.
I've never had it.
Prosciutto and
does it have cream cheese in it?
Cream cheese. I think I brought it in. Didn't I make it?
I think you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Left such a lasting impression, nobody remembers.
No, Jason said he remembers.
I remember, it was good.
If you bring me an appetizer with cream cheese, I'm going to throw it right back in your face.
All
right. I don't care what it is. Right. Jalapeno poppers, whatever you call them, alien eggs, whatever.
Iguana eggs.
Iguana eggs.
No, I don't call them that. Texas Roadhouse calls them that.
Okay.
What are the rattlesnakes or something like that?
Those are called rattlesnake bites.
Okay. Oh, see, he knows the menu front to back.
I know.
All right. That was big deal or little deal. Here's a big deal. Dave Richards is going to join us next and give you all of your week 5 fantasy football advice. We'll do that next on The Fan.